This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last week, I guess it was back on May 22nd, South Florida lost a legend, a true legend, and Buddy Goins from Miami Springs, a coach that I watched from his first day as a head coach, watched him as an assistant. Great coach, great man, 86 years of age, and probably no media person in South Florida was closer to the Goins family and to Coach Buddy Goins than Bill Daly of the Miami Herald, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Bill, thank you so much for taking the time. I know that Buddy Goins was extremely close to you. I mean, you spent a lot of years on that sideline with him and watched all the kids that he shaped and molded, not just as football players, but young men.
Absolutely, Larry. Good to be with you again, Blue. Always good to be with you, partner. The first thing your listeners need to know is, in addition to what I do for the Miami Herald, I'm also the editor for the River Cities Gazette, which is the local publication in my local newspaper in Miami Springs. So your listeners understand that for all those years, even years before I started writing for the Herald, I would be, Miami Springs was my game. That was my game of the week. I would be there virtually every week and on the sidelines, and I just sort of, eventually became part of the furniture around there on the sidelines as I was a weekly fixture each week. So I had the pleasure of, being part of Miami Springs football from like maybe 87 up through his last year of 2001. So, my only regret was I wasn't around for his first 11 years. He started in 76, but I was part of the last 15 years, being part of that. And of course, in being able to watch him work on the sidelines. And, he was really something. He was a character and just really something to behold, to watch him, how he could coach those players. And, that 1993 season was something that, will always be the highlight, something I'll never forget. When he took 28, I'm sitting there in August of 1993. I show up at practice field in August, and I'm literally with my finger, I'm counting players, and I said, and I walked up to him. I said, "Buddy, where's the rest?" I says, "Is that like the offense? Where's the rest of the team?" He says, "You're looking at him." He gives me some, we're going to try – make these guys part of the blue team and this part of the red team, and we're going to try this. He goes in this long explanation, and then there's this pregnant pause as I sort of look at him with a quizzical look, and he looks back at me with a quizzical look, and he says, "If you got any better bleeping ideas, lay them on me. I'm all ears." So, and then as we all know, they wind up going undefeated. They went 10-0. They beat New Orleans in the first round place, and then they had that mega matchup with Southridge that night, which was one of the highlights of my journalistic career. When 10,000 people packed Mylander Stadium, broke all fire codes and everything. It was the only game in the entire state, and I looked that up. A matchup of undefeated teams, and it was a real dogfight. And Southridge wound up winning 14-0. And I ran into Don Solinger years later. And he shook his head, and it didn't even hesitate. He said, "By far, we went 15-0, and Springs was our toughest matchup. They really were." And Buddy just had a lot to do with that. And he was really, it was just a pleasure to be around him. And he's going to be sorely missed.
No doubt. Bill Daly joins us, River Cities Gazette, Miami Herald. One of the players that he coached and you talked to was Devin Aromashodu, who went on to Auburn and was a tremendous wide receiver. He kind of impacted his life, didn't he?
Yeah, he really did. And Devin was adamant when I talked to him last week about, the fact that he was very raw when it came to the whole recruiting process. And it was really, it was tough back then. I mean, you know, and there's a lot of empty promises and coaches saying that they got something lined up for you. And next thing you know, you're not part of it. And Buddy would sit and say, I'm telling you right now, Devin, make sure you get stuff in writing. Don't sit there and just take their word for it. And they're going to kiss up to you. They're going to tell you how much they love you. And then next thing you know, there's going to be some other guy who they didn't think they'd get that they got. And then they're going to give you a call and say, oh, well, thanks anyway. So he was very, you know, he worked Devin through the process, and, you know, Devin had a lot of offers, including University of Florida. And he wound up, you know, going to Auburn and had a great career there. And then he wound up getting drafted by the Dolphins, of all things. He didn't make the team, but, you know, he wound up, you know, sticking with the Colts and winning a Super Bowl with the Colts. And he just said that Buddy had such an impact on his career and, in such a positive way. And, he was so grateful that it was an accidental dial, a button dial, if you will, about a month ago that they wound up talking. I mean, Buddy called him by accident and they wound up chatting for about 15, 20 minutes. And, nice. He said, I'm so grateful that happened. Maybe that was the Lord's way of, you know, letting me, you know, talking to him before he passed on. So, but it was, you know, that's the impact that Buddy had on a lot of these players. And, you know, it was tough. It was tough love. You know, he would ride him pretty hard, you know, but, in the end, he loved them all.
Yeah. He kind of calmed down and I got a chance to watch him at the high school level, but I also got a chance to watch him as a granddad and watching his grandchildren at Western and Hollywood Hills and watching his sons coach. And, he was a little bit more calm then, but competitive. And we had a chance, Bill, to sit down and talk to him when he was watching his grandchildren play. And, you know, obviously they had the fire that he instilled in them. And both of his, all three of his kids were very, very intense and by the book. And obviously it's what an amazing thing. Now, they're going to hold a celebration of life for him. And that's going to be on the 17th of June. At Munchie's Bar, that's going to be in Fort Lauderdale, from 1 to 5 p.m. That's 200 Southwest 2nd Street. And if you're interested, just call 954-955-9166. That's 954-955-9166. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of stories being told, huh?
I got a feeling there's going to be a lot of people there, Larry. I'm certainly going to be there. Hopefully, if you can work it in your schedule, you might try and drop by. But there's going to be a lot of people there. I mean, Buddy had a lot of impact on a lot of lives, a lot of assistant coaches. That he coached for, including the Boomer Bray, who's now the athletic director, yeah, at South Broward, and Tony Saunders and LaVon Jones and so many. So many coaches, the impact he had on the coaches' lives as well. You know, yeah, he developed a nice coaching tree, including Tony, who went on to coach at Miami Central after he left, yeah, as a defensive coordinator, yeah, at spring. So, I think there's going to be a lot of stories. That's for sure. So, we're really looking forward to having a really good time, a week from Saturday at Munchie's Bar. That's for sure. So.
Yeah. The good stuff, and I'm sure Hector Gray will stop by. And Hector Gray was one of those guys that came out of South Florida, and a lot of people didn't realize what a tremendous football player he was until he got to Florida State. And he's been a longtime advocate and friend of Buddy as well. Bill, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll talk with you soon.
Larry, always good to be with you, partner. You be well, okay?
Good stuff. You too, Bill Daly. River Cities Gazette, Miami Herald, longtime journalist who had an opportunity to cover Buddy Goins, who was a great coach. And you know what? You take anybody in South Florida that knew him, and he left a pretty good mark on them as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Tuesday evening. Marcus Benjamin from Keynes County is next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.